If you have a bulletin, you'll see that my message this morning is called Count on the Promises of God. Count on the Promises of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you may not realize. In the Old Testament, there are over 7,000 promises of God. In the Old Testament. In the New Testament, less than half the size in volume, there are over 1,000 promises. Can you imagine if a preacher said, today we're going to preach on the promises of God, you have over 8,000 to go to? 8,000? And if we can't believe the promises of God, who can we believe? Who can we believe? If you'll notice on your bulletin, there's no 3 points. Well, that is so if you have a pen or can get a pen, the verses that I'm going to quote and make a comment or two on, you can write these verses down. And these verses give you so much hope. I know there's been a time in Brother Rich's life when he'd lost hope in some things. There's been a time in my life just recently that I have needed these verses to spur me on and give me motivation and give me hope. In Psalm 32, verse 7, Psalm 32, verse 7, God is our hiding place. If you know anything about Corrie Ten Boom, she was in a prisoner camp where they were gassing people, and she wrote a book called The Hiding Place. In that book, she praised the Lord for lice that was in the area where she was because the prisoner guards would not go back there to bother them because they didn't want to get lice. Psalm 32:7. Now these are quoting from the New King James Bible. It's basically the King James book, Bible that have put it more in the words that we use today. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. He's our hiding place. He'll preserve me and he will deliver me. What hope. What hope. Shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Sometimes when you're feeling down or hopeless or blue, maybe a little depressed, sometimes you'll find it hard to sing. My wife starts practically every morning of her life with her Bluetooth going and singing songs. And many times she'll say, now what is the words of this? And I'll sing the songs with her. I'll sing the praises with her. Because you can find out when you've got God as your hiding place, when you start to sing, there's a joy. And as I said in our Bible study this morning, joy comes from the inside out. Comes from the inside out. Happiness most of the time comes from when you see something funny or somebody tells you a joke. And that's more outward motivation. But joy comes from inside out. Jesus lives in me. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross for you. The joy that was set before him. Here's one we talked about just a little bit in Bible study this morning. We are safe while we sleep. Psalm 4:8. I will lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I will lay down and sleep. In one of the other Psalms, it talks about David being surrounded by enemies. And he laid down and slept. I've found out something that works for me too is when I wake up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden these racing thoughts start to happen and you start to find yourself hard to sleep. I've found myself, if I simply start to pray for others many times, our family right now in Central Illinois, we're dealing with several cancers in young people. And I start to pray for them and Rana's mother and dad that are ailing, 88 and 87 years old. Start to pray for them and others. Financial needs that we know of. Find out when we start to take our focus off ourselves, God will put others in our minds to pray for. Isaiah 41:10. God strengthens us and helps us. Psalm 41:10. Fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And the right hand of God always is the place of his power. His right hand. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. Fear not. Fear not. Isaiah 26:3-4. We can live in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3-4. Peace is tranquility. It is shalom. Where Jesus said, my peace I give you. Shalom means also made whole. Made whole. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Whose mind is stayed on you. I will strengthen you. I'm sorry. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, that's just a shortening of Yahweh, the covenantal name of God. For in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength. How many times do we need strength? How many times in our daily lives do we need and seek after peace? They're both here in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Set our minds on the Lord. The Lord is everlasting strength. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. God will direct our paths. He'll direct our paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You've heard me say this before, there's nothing more than all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. His ways are not our ways. And his thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. We trust. And he shall direct our paths. Now we'll pull a few out of the New Testament. Our salvation is secure. Romans 10, verse 9, and then Romans 10, verse 13. Romans 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart. Heart. Scripture means the center of your being or your soul. In your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart, the center of your being, the center of your will, also would be a translation of that word heart, that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. People, I know you all sitting here today. And I know that you believe in your hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus is a central part of Christianity. Then verse 13 in Romans 10 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You're a whoever. Have you called on the name of the Lord? And you know what he just quoted? In Romans 10, 13, he quoted Joel 2, 32. So it's not in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will never leave us or forsake us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Hebrews 13:5. Heard a funny story that said we're even told in the Bible that the men are the ones that should make the coffee in the morning. He said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Because there's one book that's titled Hebrews." Hebrews 13:5. "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Lords, don't wish for what other people have. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." That's what Apostle Paul says. He said, "I've had little and I've had much. But in all things," Paul says, "I've learned to be content." "For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you." I will never leave you or forsake you. Again, he just quoted Deuteronomy 31:6. From the Old Testament. "I will never leave you or forsake you." Mentioned this in our Bible study this morning. I said that there's a verse, because in the Bible study, Jesus was talking in the high priestly prayer of Christ, John chapter 17, the prayer Jesus himself prays before going to Gethsemane. He goes directly from this prayer into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he knew what was going to happen because he's omniscient. And he prays that his disciples, his apostles, would be kept from the evil one. God protects us from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. "But the Lord is faithful." Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is faithful. There's a verse in the New Testament that says, even when we're not faithful, God is faithful. But it's right here. But the Lord is faithful. Who will establish you and guard you from the evil one? Well, the one that's going to guard us from the evil one is the Lord. The Lord is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Who will establish you and guard you from the evil one? And finally, He's the only way. He's the only way. We are constantly seeing more and more and more how the world in the United States is trying to go to polytheism. They just believe whatever you want, it'll be okay. But what if there truly is only one Savior? Philosophy is not going to get you there. You're going to get there because you believe in Jesus and that He paid a sacrifice that you could never pay. He lived a perfect life so He could sacrifice for your sin. Another sinner can't sacrifice for my sin. He's the only way. Jesus is the only Savior. Yahweh is the only God. John 14:6 says this. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All singular. And then He says something else. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the only way. By the way, this exact thing said by the apostles in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There's not many ways to heaven, people. There's one way. And His name is Jesus. You can count on these promises. The Bible never says that life's going to be a bowl of roses. Matter of fact, it says, for all who desire to live a godly life will suffer persecution. And that's what Jesus tells His own apostles in that prayer in John 17. Said, the world's going to hate you because the world has hated me. Jesus. But it's worth it. Now I know the people in this room right here know that Jesus is the only way. And I wish A lot of these maroon chairs were full of people that were seeking the truth, or had never even heard the message of salvation. And we pray we get there, because that's the reason we're here. As we, right now, the disciples, we are here to tell others about Jesus. If any of you have a prayer that you feel like you would want to pray, even though, like I say, I know you're saved. But if there's a prayer that you need to pray, I want one of the women to come up, stand if another woman wants to come and have prayer. And Cecil, why don't you come up? I know you normally play guitar, but we're short this morning, as you can clearly see. So if some woman will come up, if you just want to come and pray, this is the time. This is the time to do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we can count on the promises of God. We can count on them. We may go through some things in this life that make us sad and hurt us, but Lord, you're always there with your arms outstretched, saying, "Come to me, all who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Please, Lord, help us to serve you alone and to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.